I'm Pastor Cynthia Hale, and I am delighted to lead you in this time of prayer. In her devotional, Jesus Calling, Sarah Young invites us to have a thankful attitude with the expectation that it will open the windows of heaven, allowing spiritual blessings to be poured into our lives. We all know that having an attitude of gratitude is not easy in this time and in the world in which we live. It is the Apostle Paul who helps us with this. Nestled in the fifth chapter of his letter to the saints at Thessalonica is a precious jewel of admonition that we would all do well to pay attention to if we want to live in victory and display a thankful attitude. Paul says we must rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thanksgiving, for many in our country, is simply an American holiday commemorating the gift of God's bounty manifested in a fruitful harvest. Thanksgiving is the day that we have traditionally set aside to express gratitude to God for all of God's goodness. But for those of us who have been brought out of darkness into the marvelous light through many dangers, toils, and snares, Thanksgiving is not simply a tradition and a holiday. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Giving thanks to God ought to be a constant attitude of our minds and hearts. Thankful is who we are. It isn't that we don't have struggles, find ourselves in a fix at times, wondering what in the world to do. It's not that we don't have moments of misery, things that we question if we can or should go on, given what we have been through and what we are going through. We have to learn to say in the words of the psalmist David, "I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth." The reason we can do this is because we know that we are a blessed people. God has blessed us. The Apostle Paul, writing to the saints in Ephesus in the first chapter, reminds us to give God the praise through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he has blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing in him. As sons and daughters of God, chosen before the foundation of the world, we have received one blessing after another. God chose to give us the things that only he can give us because we belong to him. As the beloved, redeemed, blood-bought, forgiven people of God, he has lavished upon us every possible blessing. So how could we fail to give God thanks every day and in every way? But despite all of this, there are times when some of us are tempted to ask, what do I have to be grateful for? Especially when we are faced with the reality of our situations. You're saying to yourself, I have no job. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. The job is stressing me out. My marriage is a mess. My spouse has left me by death or divorce. My children are cutting up and I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm struggling with aging, struggling with a debilitating or what the doctors say is an incurable disease. I'm struggling to live a quality life. My heart is broken. I'm alone as I enter another holiday season. This is not where I expected to be at this time in my life. I haven't accomplished the things I wanted to accomplish. My grades are not what they ought to be. I'm bored with school, bored with life, and I can't seem to get it together. And to make matters worse, my faith is slipping and my stress level is rising minute by minute, given all that I have to constantly deal with. So what in the world do I have to be thankful for? We know we shouldn't allow the circumstances of our lives and the tragic events taking place all around us to cause us to forget whose we are and the reality of God's goodness to us and think we have nothing to be grateful for. But the reality is we do at times suffer from bouts of amnesia as we allow the worries and cares of this world to press in on us. It's for this reason that Paul gives us a powerful formula for being consistent in maintaining a thankful attitude. Paul combines constant joy, ceaseless prayer, and unending thanksgiving as the means by which we are to negotiate life with all of its ups and downs. Paul is not simply suggesting that these three should be characteristics of our inner life as believers. He speaks in the imperative, commanding us to rejoice, pray, and give thanks. These three must be what we do on a regular basis. They must be lifestyle choices. So as an act of our wills, every day we are to choose to rejoice or be joyful, choose to pray continually, and choose to give thanks in every situation, knowing that the choice in itself is enough to change our lives. Making the choice to be joyful arrests sorrow and dismisses discouragement. Choosing to pray, to cast all our care on the Lord rather than be anxious, brings peace and resolution of the problems. The choice to praise rather than pout or complain confuses the enemy and sends a strong message that he has no victory over our lives or situations. What Paul is saying is that though there are times when one's attitude is under attack and could easily give into discouragement and even distress, you have to make a conscious choice, not just in the moment, but proactively on a continuous basis, to rejoice, pray, and give thanks. The songwriter said it this way: when upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Let us pray. Dear God, good God, gracious God, generous God, glorious God, God who has given us life and breath, we thank you for yet another day, a day that we've never seen before, a day we're filled with untold blessings and opportunities. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God, you've given us the privilege called prayer, inviting us to ask for what we need and want. But before we ask you for anything, we want to thank you for everything that you have done for us. We thank you for Jesus, who has saved us and given us life more abundantly. We thank you for our families and the joy that they give us. We thank you for the times they get on our nerves. Thank you for how they teach us to love without limit as you love us. We thank you for our jobs and the people that we work with that often allow stress to come upon us. Help us to remember that it is through these jobs that you make provision for the things that we need and want. Thank you for the challenging circumstances of our lives and for the ways they will help us conform to the image of Christ, be humble, and develop in us greater faith if we submit to you and stop fighting the process. Thank you for healing us, delivering us from the addictions and unholy habits, lack of discipline, lack of gratitude, and joy at all times. Thank you, God, for loving us and knowing what we need before we even ask you. We pray for peace in the world, in Sudan, where genocide is taking place, in the Ukraine, in Israel and Gaza. We pray for a ceasefire and for humanitarian aid, the end of the killing, O God. We pray, O God, for peace, and we thank you for hearing our prayer and answering. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us for prayer. We hope that you will join us this coming Sunday for worship in person or on one of our social media platforms, our website, Facebook, as well as YouTube. Join us also again next week for this time of prayer. God bless you. I love you. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving.